Blog Talk Radio.
Judgment that I have been experiencing in the last couple of months doing my new thing that I'm doing and seeing how everything around me in this perceptual reality is really in shock because they don't understand that this is me and this is just another experience that I'm having, that I'm walking through another reality, which I've done my whole life. And it's brand new, and those closest to me, again, my best teachers, are really kind of wondering what I'm doing. lot of judgment in my reality, and so much awareness that I'm really excited about this, because I really feel that because I've been so focused and really dedicated to what I'm doing, I've really been allowing the spirit I am to really give me a deeper and a clearer view of everything that I thought I had a handle on. Now from a totally different perspective, because I'm in the 3D world, I'm grounded in a routine right now, and it's really, really interesting to watch the world that I've created, unbeknownst to me, show up and basically, you know, challenge me. And it's really exciting to be able to share this, because I really feel very, very clear and very, very open about my observation of my world right now. Anybody that knows me knows that my whole life is about metaphors, and that I really get a strong sense of my day being an outpicturing of everything that I'm feeling, and some things that I wasn't even aware that I was feeling. A lot of the subconscious plays its part in our perceptual reality, and basically our whole world. So it's almost like when you start becoming present and start being consciously aware of your every step, everything around you is riveting and bouncing off of this newfound consciousness. And it's really wild. So I had a wild experience the other day, because I get this higher knowing that comes to me, and sometimes I feel so blessed, because my whole life I really felt I was very much into the mindset of being a psychologist or a theorist, and for the last probably like 21 years now, I really have had a connection to the higher source within me, and a knowledge base that, you know, most haven't tapped into, at least in my reality. And so that when new knowledge comes to, I had an awareness about OCD and addiction, and that's what inspired me to do the show tonight. The last show I did a couple of weeks ago was about self-sabotaging, and it's all part of the evolution of my own consciousness, because I know that everything that I see is an outpicturing of my evolution or my stuckness, if you will. And that's basically start talking about, which is the mindset called OCD, and I see that they're all coolers, and I thank you for being here. I don't know how long I'm going to do the show, because I'm really, really tired. I'm really, really weary, because I don't believe we can really be tired. A lot of head stuff going on, a lot of mind stuff, a lot of thoughts, a lot of routine mind, monkey mind coming through me because of my decision to go into the 3D and do what I do. Anyway, so it just came to me watching, because I sit in the perspective every day now, and I do it from 10 o'clock in the morning to 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and I just basically stay in one space, and I observe people coming through my reality, and I see that there's so much of the same old happening. I see people, though they look different, faces, bodies, gender, age, you know, it doesn't matter. But everybody's basically coming into my experience as a teacher, as a messenger, telling me what I, you know, maybe can't see in myself, and then also telling me what the world that I've created or I've made happen is all about. So, addiction. And it came to me that people that are in a mindset called addiction, let's say whether it be alcoholism or drug addiction or sexism or whatever you want to call it, workaholism, overeating, whatever the situation is, that addiction is really, it's OCD, it's really an obsession with an idol, it's an obsession with a distraction. And so I started seeing that when someone goes, let's say, to AA, or they decide to go on a diet, or they decide to not be in a relationship, or whatever, they usually start doing something radically different, but with the same obsession that they did with that diet, that relationship. And so then I started realizing that that really is the clinical term that, you know, psychologists and the psychological community has named OCD. And when someone's out of control in the state of OCD, when they're just obsessing and hurting themselves, really, because they're either doing something so much to the physical that it's hurting the physical experience, or emotionally hurting it, or mentally hurting it. So they classify as OCD and they put on meds. And really what's happening is that it's just a system that's stuck in a mind that can't move past something. And that is the need to be in a program. In the environment that I am in right now, I'm noticing, because I'm hiring a lot of people to work with me, mostly boys, mostly young guys, and I'm seeing that that system called, that mindset called OCD, in total, you know, operation. It's like, and I'm seeing that these aspects of the one are so caught in a robotic mindset that they really cannot act for themselves. They really can't move in a direction other than what they're told to move in. And, you know, my whole life, I've really been about the independent mindset, about different from the pack, so to speak. And my teaching for the last, you know, it's really been more than 20-some-odd years, but really, really focus on the last 20-some-odd years, where I've taught people aspects of me to stay in their own belief system and to stay in their own joy and their own fulfillment, and not to look to another for that, and not to look at another person, place, or thing for that. And now, so I'm back into the 3D experience, watching aspects of the one living as if they are in a machine or in a program that is so far removed from conscious experience. And it's very, very uncomfortable, because I dance when I do my work. When I'm doing what I'm doing, whatever that might be, cooking a meal, or it could be making love, or it could be whatever, I am so totally into the present experience of that. And it's always new. There's never anything that I bring from the past into the moment. And it's just because I'm vigilant. You know, of Course in Miracles has to be vigilant for God and His kingdom, and I'm really seeing how that is impacting my personal experience dramatically, because I really can't and won't allow myself to be caught in these machines, mindsets, or this program response, you know, set up. But I'm seeing it with those around me. And then, now because I'm so much the witness and so much the observer, I'm not only seeing it with people that are in my close arena in the work setting, but I'm seeing it, which I always call the first band of awareness, which is in your perceptual first band of reality, which would be your friends, your coworkers, your, you know, your parents, your children, your body. They're all the first band of awareness, and then the outer band, the second band, people that are a little bit far, maybe your neighbor, maybe your, you know, your employee, maybe whatever, they're not really with you 24/7. Then there's the third band of awareness. So what I'm seeing now is these outer bands mimicking the first band. You know, it's the same meals that they come and ask for. It's the same seats that they sit in. It's the same time that they come in, you know, and it's really so interesting, because it really now does look like a stage. It really does now look like that everything that's occurring is a program that I turn on every day at the same time, and that program that is waiting my, you know, watching, or my waiting my attention, comes to life. Everything really is a machine. Everything is 3D concept is just so profoundly beautiful. I remember years ago being, and I talked about this before, but I really feel even closer and deeper and really almost like an empathic knowing. It feels so right when I'm about to share. But when I had this awareness years ago, it was a friend of mine being a client, and then he turned out to be a friend, and he was really very, very mindset from negative to positive, you know, you could be a master. And I even changed it, and I said that the concept would be optimal conscious directive. And I really felt that if we really put our mind in the present moment with the power that I am, with the love that I am, with the God that I am, and really stay focused on any one thing, that we could become a master. And that's why we have the master artist Michelangelo, or the Bill Gates, or the Buffett, you know, William Buffett, or Warren Buffett, I'm sorry, or let's say a Bo Jackson, who had so much ability to become the master of anything because he was so self-directed. And it just seems to me that there is such a relationship going on with society as a whole, in the mind of me at least, whereas there is a conscious focus on that which is not at all congruent with present moment desire, fulfillment, love. It's a conscious desire to stay, because one of these kids said to me, my mother taught, my family taught me that it has to be right, you know, and I'd say, just because you were taught that doesn't mean it's right. And maybe you might want to, you know, contemplate that and maybe decide differently, you know. Well, it's good to judge people, you know. It's okay, it's good to judge people, but you say that people are mean to you and you feel insecure around them and whatever, whatever. So what you're telling me is that you're judging somebody for being harsh with you, judging you or whatever you, and you're okay to judge them, and if you're upset if they don't like you. This is really about being caught in a mind where you are subservient to those people that you say have opinions about you, you know? And so the world at large, from what I'm seeing now, is absolutely doing this. They're all living private lives. On a Phil Collins song, just realize how beautiful it is just in this moment. They're all living private lives believing that their reality is about something that's real, that they're really caught up in a job or a relationship or in a body or in a disease or in whatever, believing that that's really where they need be and that they are absolutely caught up on this hamster
trail or hamster cage, you know, whatever that little wheel is, not even knowing that they are there, you know. And so this job that I think I'm doing, this you know, this business that I think I'm running, is really just me as an observer watching the potential realities that I could easily get caught in. Anyone can if they don't realize. Without being caught in a program, and anyway, so an optimal direct conscious directive or direction gets you to a point that I know that if I focus on anything that I can bring into life, I know that the more that I empower my thoughts and my experience, but to me, I don't even go there. I don't even think, well, you know what, I want that, or, you know, my goal is that. I've never been that way. I just get so impassioned about being an experience that I dance in it, and I'm good at it, no matter what it is, but not the actual doing of it, the being of it. So it's just something that I really felt so empowered to share tonight. And, you know, it may sound, you know, I go really out there, and I sometimes I'm really abstract, and there is, you know, a caller that's wanting to share, so I'm going to open that up. But I just really felt the need to express this for myself out loud, because it really feels like, not that it's brand new to me, but I really can see how easy it is to get caught to the victim mindset, to become subservient to minds or ideas or programs that are so not congruent with the God I am, with the love I am, with the beauty that I am. And I say I am being one of the zillions of aspects of the one that have the same potential, the same beauty, the same power. You know, so when I walk into a scenario knowing that I can shift a moment or I can change a reality just by allowing myself to be in the high love vibration and just coming in with love, and you know, that in itself is really scary to many people, because they really don't understand that that scares away the aspects that are not in conscious moment, that are not aware that they are the power that be, that they really put aside of the one. They're living in a reality that's real, and it's happening in their perception reality, where in fact they're absolutely blinded by the program. You know, the television that has the commercials that wind people into depression, that actually lure them into a mindset of disease and suffering and survival, rather than being the power that they are. And so that's what I really want to share. And like I said, I'm really a little bit tired, so I don't want to, you know, get caught up in a heavy conversation. But I would like to hear opinions, and there are, you know, a few people that want to talk. As usual, I just love to hear myself share what wants to come through out loud, and I really get it when I talk about it. Hello.
Hi, Ananda. Sabrina, how are you?
Hello, love. How are you?
I'm actually calling in to inform you that the audio is not coming clear. It sounds like there's a microphone problem.
How about now, honey?
It's better now, but it was going in and out before, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my phone is
I missed most of everything that you said. I heard that you really felt compelled to share something tonight, and that was what I heard.
Can you hear me at all now?
It's a little better, but you could still hear you muffle.
I have a problem with my phone. My phone, the audio's dead. And now this is a microphone, so I'm having the same problem. So it's, again, I always feel that when something is not congruent, there's static, you know. So
right.
I'm getting it, but maybe it's not to share with everyone that's tonight. And there are quite a few, so I'm really sad about that. But basically what I was talking about is OCD and the obsessive compulsive, you know, behavior that keeps people a prisoner to the victim mindset. You know? Can you hear that?
I got it, but you'll hear it later. It's like words are just disappearing.
Aw, that's so very sad. I don't know why. Well, anyway, if you get a chance to listen to it again, maybe you'll get something out of it. I don't know how to change the scenario here. I just feel like the world is a stage, you know, and everything in our perceptual reality is really about us either being asleep to the reality that we are one with the one.
The microphone is off again.
All right. We'll talk again soon. It'll be good. Have a beautiful night and stay in your own power. Stay in your own power. All right, honey. Night, everybody.
Bye.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.